Tone for Buffalo, great solid running game, great special teams. It sounds like a Marv Levy offense.
Well, it's something which I certainly approve of. And before we go into the season, those are things I hope we can address. And we seek very hard when we bring in new player personnel to get guys of good, solid character, good work ethic. But that was the difference last week. We did make the big plays. They happen when you make the other team strain a little bit. And when your people get a better grasp of what you're doing, we had a 77-yard pass on a 3rd-and-3 situation where it looked like we were going to run a quick slant. Lee Evans ran a great fake on it. J.P. Lossman pumped, and the secondary jumped it, and then Lee was gone for a touchdown. And then when they tried to play a little catch-up, that's when you can get the pressure on the passer and get the type of interception we got when Nate Clements returned one some 58 yards for a touchdown. So, we're getting better. So is the opponent we face this week, the Miami Dolphins. They've won 5 of their last 6. We've won 4 of our last 6.
And that's part of the interesting notion of this season, is teams that started off slow are speeding up. Tennessee, another big example of teams that have found themselves, certainly Vince Young. Let's talk about Vince Young for a second and comparing him to the development of J.P. Lossman. Vince Young, how many people would have expected him to have this kind of impact this soon?
Well, boy, he really has done it. And, you know, probably the quarterbacks who are able to run extremely well have an earlier impact than maybe those who take a little while longer to develop, who are primarily passers. Vince Young has passing abilities, but his ability to run and scramble and get that play and keep the chains moving a long distance have been magnificent. But for a rookie quarterback, just as you've alluded, Nick, to play as well as he's played on a team that was struggling early, that is remarkable.